Homeland Security says it's ramping up its efforts to detect cyber threats against federal agencies, both inside and outside of agency networks. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, one key element of the government's threat detection strategy will be mostly in place by the end of September.
DHS says it has committed funding to purchase enough products and services to cover 97% of all non-defense agencies' IT systems by the end of this fiscal year, with the first phase of its Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation, or CDM, program. As of now, it's only installed at 8 agencies and covers roughly half the civilian government. CDM, at least in its first phase, is designed to scan agency networks on an ongoing basis to look for known cybersecurity vulnerabilities. Later phases will look for unauthorized activity by users on federal networks and look for suspicious activity. Meanwhile, DHS says the latest iteration of its Einstein program, known as 3A, is now in place for about 45% of the government, 20% more than 9 months ago. While CDM is designed to watch for threats inside networks, Einstein is meant to spot them as they traverse their way between the public internet and federal network boundaries. Andy Osmond, the DHS Assistant Secretary for the Office of Cybersecurity and Communications, says Einstein 3A has already blocked more than 500,000 attempted connections to malicious websites, and in the wake of the OPM data breach, the department is in a hurry to deploy it, along with CDM, to the rest of the government as quickly as possible.
Now, there's a caveat. The deadlines I've just given you are when DHS will provide a capability. It takes a few additional months for each agency to fully implement both Einstein and CDM once services are available. And of course, agencies must supplement Einstein and CDM with additional tools appropriate to the needs of the agency.
DHS sees the deployment of Einstein 3A as an urgent priority because it has the capability to stop malicious network traffic automatically and in real time, unlike prior versions of the system, which merely notify network administrators when something appears to be amiss in the .gov domain. But the department says the rollout has been hampered by several factors, including the fact that Congress has never explicitly agreed to authorize Einstein, resulting in potential conflicts with existing laws that seem to restrict individual agencies' ability to share information with DHS and the broader government. Also, the deployment depends on private sector internet service providers' ability and willingness to embed the Einstein technology into the network connections they provide to various federal agencies. Osmond says the government's primary ISPs have been able to do so, but DHS is looking at workarounds for ISPs that haven't yet. One barrier is the fact that unlike prior versions, Einstein 3A requires the use of classified information. In a bad stroke of fortune, both the Office of Personnel Management and the Department of the Interior, which houses some of the data centers involved in the breach, were not covered by 3A because they had not struck the necessary agreements with their ISPs by the time the breach occurred. Osmond says both agencies were relying on prior versions of Einstein, which he says worked as they were designed.
OPM rolled out security capabilities in accordance with a mitigation plan we provided them in May of 2014. They caught an intruder on their networks, and they shared the cyber threat indicators with us. We took those cyber threat indicators and put them into the Einstein system. With Einstein 2, we looked back in time and saw the Department of Interior had suffered an intrusion, as evidenced by these threat indicators. We then used Einstein 1 to help us pinpoint what was exfiltrated and from which computers at the Department of Interior. And in this case, it turned out to be OPM data that was being stored at a data center at the Department of Interior. And that is the 4.2 million records, personnel records, that you read about in the media.
But it's still far from clear that even an upgraded version of Einstein could have detected the OPM intrusion sooner, let alone prevented it in the first place. That's because even the latest system can't detect threats unless Einstein has signatures in its database that match an incoming threat.
The trick with Einstein is, as it currently is built, it has to know about a threat before it can detect or block it. This is what it was designed to do, and it is a necessary tool. It is not a sufficient tool. And so even as we finish rolling out Einstein across the breadth of the government, we are also focused on the depth of capability that it offers. And one layer of depth that we need to provide is a layer that will help us detect and block intrusions that we have not previously seen. That gets riskier because you have false positives when you're doing that, and that means that we will block legitimate track, and that can be a problem. But I think that's a risk that we will have to take.
OPM has been heavily criticized for failing to encrypt the data that was stolen in the breach. But Osmond says even if it had been able to retrofit its legacy systems to accomplish that, it probably would not have helped. That's because the attackers already had access to administrative credentials, giving them free rein over the systems in question. So anything that had been encrypted could be easily decrypted by the same attackers.
Think about this as a computer network being an apartment building, where each user has a key to their own apartment, but there's a superintendent who has keys to apartments in the building. The adversary compromised, essentially copied the superintendent's key ring, and therefore had access, legitimate access, to the information on the network. You need multiple layers of security. Both encryption and multi-factor authentication are important layers of security. You cannot confidently say that you can prevent any given intrusion, but the more layers of security you have, the more difficult you make it for an adversary. I do believe that multi-factor authentication is an important security technique, and that is one reason why OMB, for example, is highlighting that in their 30 days.
Right. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.